my hands on myself. Take out, dust them off, put them back up on the shelf. They started out as a modest indie band with deep roots in Alaska. But Portugal the Man has ascended to national and even international popularity. The Portland-based group's music has long been described as alternative rock, but their song Feel It Still recently earned their first Grammy nomination in the pop category. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove caught up with co-founder Zach Carruthers about the Grammy nod, the band's continuing success, and how growing up in Alaska shaped them.
Please welcome back to the show, Portugal the Man.
That's Conan O'Brien introducing the band on his show earlier this year. And the crowd's reaction is a taste of what they've been hearing from fans and critics alike about their song, Feel It Still. It's a hit. The single is off their newest album, Woodstock, and it has spent weeks at the top of music charts, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Not bad for some Alaska-grown guys. Co-founder Zach Carruthers spoke by phone while walking around Atlanta before a show. He says the attention has been surreal.
We absolutely don't belong in that world, which is funny. I don't have a tan. I'm 36 years old. I'm from Wasilla, Alaska. And yeah, we're playing next to Selena Gomez and stuff like that. It's wild.
Besides Carruthers, the band includes vocalist and guitar player John Gourley and guitarist Eric Houck, who are joined by Kyle O'Quinn on keyboards and Jason Sechrist on drums. Like Carruthers, Gourley and Houck are originally from Alaska. Carruthers says the experience has been fun overall. It's given the band a chance to see the world, and he says their lives are a little easier than the days when they toured in a small van and ate out of a rice cooker in random parking lots. But it's still a lot of work.
Since Feel It Still has gotten massive, you know, our day-to-day lives haven't really changed. We still just go out on tour. We're just still on a bus or on an airplane, and we go and do a show. It's just those shows are getting bigger, but it's hard to see what's really happening when you're kind of in the eye of the hurricane.
Gourley has said the band's work ethic comes from growing up in Alaska and seeing how hard work is necessary for survival. Carruthers says the environment in the north contributes as well.
Growing up and how you grow up, it's at least half of what you're made of. Half of it is how you were brought up, and then the other half is what you see along the way as your adult life. I feel like Alaskans really know themselves.
He knows it'll be a completely different scene when the band walks the red carpet at the Grammys in January. They've been to some award shows already, and he describes them with one word, bright. But Carruthers says the Grammys are a whole different level of attention.
It's a really weird world, and it's something just very strange to see, especially coming from Alaska, you know. It's just things that you saw in movies or on TV, and you never really expect to be there, but it's really fun.
Carruthers says the Alaskan members of Portugal the Man will take a break from touring to head north for Christmas. Then, on January 28th, they'll be in New York for the 60th Annual Grammy Awards at Madison Square Garden. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.